subject. Very bad, very sad. Dear Stephen Shirley, yes, this is a typical story. I have been dating my married coworker for 2 years, and it's been great, almost too great. We are actually in love with each other and have so much in common. We started out as friends, always discussing religion because I had so many questions and he was so knowledgeable that it enticed me. We grew closer and closer, and in the process, I grew closer to God, joined the church, and so forth. Everyone around us knows about our relationship. They even gave me the title of his work wife and would call me his last name. They would also ask how we were able to spend so much time together, like on nights and weekends. I truly was his daytime wife. I would go to his house to use the bathroom, shower, cook, clean, have sex, and help take care of the kids. His wife never picked up on anything. She was so naive about life and over loyal to him that she didn't pick up on even the slightest things. She even encouraged that we go places when she can't due to babysitter issues. I thought she was cheating herself, but realized she's just a routine person. Trust me, I've done my research.
Well, what's the question?
Well, yeah, exactly. So everything's fine. You don't need anything from us, huh? Except to know that you were delusional. There's nothing typical about this letter. Nothing. This is a crazy letter. You're in love with a married man, period. That's it. But the line that's crazy is you grew closer and closer, and in the process, you grew closer to God. Really? In growing closer to God, you had no guilt, no morals kicked in about, you know, adultery or anything like that, if you grew so close to God.
Amen.
Come on now, lady. I don't know anyone who goes to the wife of a married man's house and cooks and cleans and takes showers and has... What are you doing? You know, come on. And what God? What really? You're crazy. You're living dangerously. I mean, this is insane. You know, you could get killed, and everyone would say that you had it coming. You're in this woman's house. Really, lady? I mean, don't underestimate her either. You called her so naive. Don't judge her. Wait till she finds out. She doesn't even know what you've been doing, but wait till she finds out. You're very disrespectful of yourself, the man's wife, his marriage, your everybody. This is not a joke or some fantasy world that you're living in. This is real, and people could really seriously get hurt here. You need to leave this man alone, get a life, get a reality check, all of that. You know, what do I say? Thanks for sharing, because you didn't ask us anything, Steve. Ugh.
Very bad, very sad. All I saw in this letter was somebody brag. You know, I have a typical story. This is a typical story. No, this is not a typical story. Most women don't do this. Mm-mm. Not to the degree you doing it. It's been great. Hey, almost too great. We actually fell in love with each other and have so much in common. Everything but that little thing over there called a wife. Yeah, y'all got a lot in common, but that y'all don't share a house. Yeah, y'all got a lot in common, but y'all ain't got no bills in your name. Yeah, y'all got a lot in common, but y'all ain't got no kids. Or they might call you his last name at work, but you ain't got his last name. You ain't married to him. So what else y'all got in common? Because like, I just wanted to tell you what you ain't got in common. See, you getting stuck on what you got. When you got, whatever you got in common ain't nothing. Y'all both like the way each other do what y'all do. Oh, that ain't nothing. We started out as friends, just discussing religion because I had so many questions. He was so knowledgeable that it enticed me. We grew closer and closer. And in the process, I grew closer to God, joined the church and so forth. Really? So you're going to drag Lord into this here?
She did.
Yeah, that's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You're just going to, in the middle of this foolishness, you're going to try to fool us by writing in this letter. In the process, I drew closer to God. Mm. This ain't God's process. Let me help you understand that first. Mm-mm. God don't bring you to him by taking you another way, breaking wedding vows, committing adultery, all this. God don't do it that way. Now, you may have to have found God because of some decisions you made, but that ain't his process. Like Bishop Ulmer's book told me, knowing God's voice. Here's how you know it's God. If it had God's voice and answer has no sin in it.
Hmm.
That's how you know. See, that really cleared up a lot for me. If it's sin in it, God ain't telling me. Go down there and tell him off. If I got to go down there to tell you off or to cuss, God didn't send me down there to do that. So now here you go again. You the work wife. I got somebody cleaning the house, taking care of his, and sexing my mate, and I ain't gonna know nothing about it. All okay, right. You and him both crazy. Watch this here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.